Ramayana, Aranyakanda, Part 1. As Ram, Sita, and Lakshman approached the Dandaka forest, they beheld a delightful cluster of cottages inhabited by rishis. Surrounded by towering trees laden with fruits and flowers, and resounding with the singing of birds and the chanting of Vedic mantras, the ashram sanctified the hearts of all who beheld it. Kusha grass and garments made of tree bark were spread everywhere, and deer and other wild animals roamed about freely without fear. Ram and Lakshman loosened the strings on their bows and entered the hermitage. The rishis greeted them pleasantly, giving them a suitable grass hut to reside in. Then, after passing the night, Ram took leave from the sages and ventured even deeper into the forest, with Sita walking in the middle and Lakshman behind. And as they walked along, a gigantic, hideous Rakshasa suddenly appeared before them. Clad in a blood-stained tiger skin, he had sunken eyes, long, sharp teeth, a jagged jaw, and a large, round, protruding belly. From his spear dangled the heads of 3 lions, 4 tigers, 2 wolves, 10 spotted deer, and an elephant, all dripping with blood. Appearing like death personified, this horrible monster roared ferociously, lunging forward and catching hold of Sita. Then, after quickly retreating some distance, the Rakshasa again roared loudly, "I shall take this woman for my wife and then drink the blood of you other two." At this, Ram exclaimed, "Alas! Seeing Sita being touched by another is more painful for me to bear than even the death of my father." However, Lakshman was in no mood for such talk. He reproached his brother, saying, "How can you merely stand there lamenting? Watch me now as I kill this Rakshasa and vent the anger I have held toward Bharat for so long." The Rakshasa then called out, "Who are you intruding into my forest?" "I am Ram, and this is my brother Lakshman. We are 2 Kshatriyas. But why do you dare obstruct us like this, carrying off my wife?" "My name is Virada. I am the son of Jabba, by his second wife, Shatahrada. And in reward for my severe austerities, Lord Brahma benedicted me to become immune from all kinds of weapons. Therefore, I advise you to run away while you can and leave this lovely woman for me. Otherwise, I will be forced to kill you." And at that, Ram and Lakshman quickly took up their swords and rushed towards the Rakshasa. However, even though they severely hacked his body, the wounded Rakshasa picked up Ram and Lakshman in his arms and began carrying them away deep into the forest. Upon seeing this, Sita cried out piteously, "Oh, Rakshasa, please leave these two aside and take me instead." Upon hearing this, Ram and Lakshman decided to kill Virada at once. Exhibiting superhuman prowess, Ram broke off the Rakshasa's right arm, while Lakshman wrenched off his left. And as Virada fell to the ground, bereft of his senses, Ram and Lakshman continued to beat him with their fists. However, in spite of being smashed and kicked, the Rakshasa did not die. Seeing this, Ram told Lakshman, "Since this demon cannot be slain in battle, Let us then bury him alive. Quickly, dig a pit while I guard him. And as Lakshman dug, Virada regained consciousness and then spoke to Ram. Now I recognize you. In truth, I am the Gandharva Tumburu. Because of lusting after the Apsara Rambha, I was cursed by Kubera to become a Rakshasa until such a time that I would be delivered by you. So please, bury me in this hole in order to release me from that curse. And thereafter, please go to meet the great Rishi Sarabhanga, who resides just 12 miles from here. And when you see him, he will give you some very beneficial advice. Lakshmana then continued digging, while Ram kept his foot on the Rakshasa's neck. And when Lakshman had finished, Ram threw the screaming demon deep into the hole and quickly covered him up with large stones. In this way, Tumburu gave up his Rakshasa body and ascended to heaven, thus relieved of his curse. In former times, even great demons like Virada were intelligent enough to understand that they were not their body, but eternal spirit souls transmigrating from one material body to another. But today, due to the influence of the age of Kali, even great scholars and religionists cannot understand this simple truth. In this age, people are short-lived, unintelligent, unfortunate, and not philosophically inclined. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has shown his special mercy by delivering the easiest and most sublime method of self-realization. What is that? The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For by this chanting, one immediately contacts the Lord and qualifies him or herself to ascend to the spiritual world, where one lives in eternal bliss with the Lord.